from their Omerta album. Omerta album. That's what it's called. O-M-E-R-T-A. Write it down. The Bells. The Bells from an album that it literally came out just over 20. I was going to say 10. 20 years ago. I'm looking at the CD. And I'm looking at January 2003. That's 20 years ago. I mean, the Bells with Liquid Breakfast. Wrapping up that set of music. Liquid Breakfast is what I wrap up every single morning with. My liquid is normally water. I drink water in the morning. What do you do? What do you drink? I'm not a coffee drinker. I've had, in fact, if you sat down with me, or if just we're hanging out right now, I've literally had, I can count on one hand the number of cups of coffee I've ever had in my life. Just not a coffee guy. And some people are like, so do you have like Mountain Dew? What do you? No, I have water. Just water in the morning. I don't know. Is that weird? What's weird is the other songs I played in that set. I don't know. What's weird? How about before the Bells? Some classic Teenage Fan Club with Elka Holiday from the Bandwagon-esque album. Because I, last week, if you were listening to Viva La Rock, you're like, you don't sound like you're in the studio. In fact, I don't even think this is current. It wasn't, because I was out of town having an Elka Holiday. Because I did Dry January-ish. I did. I stopped it for my Elka Holiday. But 25 days is pretty good, right? Before the Teenage Fan Club, I'm the Cosmos. I'm Chris Bell. From a solo release. I think Posthumous is one that came out. Former big star. Stalwart. Television doing, speaking of former, television title track from Murky Moon. We lost Tom Verlaine. While I was on my Elka Holiday, we lost Tom Verlaine. I was so bummed with that. So for two reasons, well, more than two reasons, but I'm going to tell you two things. One is I played Murky Moon from television. Two, Tom Verlaine is my background music for the duration of this show. From one or two of his solo instrumental albums. And three, I fortunately got a chance to see Tom Verlaine live in my life on a television reunion tour. And were you guys there when he did this show with Jimmy Rip at the Regent Square Theater? It was like some black and white French film, and he was in the front scoring it. Well, he and Jimmy Rip were down there scoring it. Were you there? Because I was, and it was awesome. And then I started, speaking of awesome, started the entire set with Lou Reed. Lou Reed, speaking of awesome, Lou Reed. My name is Mock from the Rock and Roll soundtrack, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, so people call me the Mockster. They call me Paul. That's pretty much the only two things they call me, but to my face. You can call me by picking up the phone. I'll tell you the phone number here in a few minutes, or a few seconds, hopefully, because a few minutes means I'm just rambling for a couple more minutes. A few seconds. We have more music to get to. Let me tell you what's happening throughout the duration of this show. First and foremost, if you are listening to an encore presentation of this radio program, it is not Friday, February 3rd, 2023. Just warning you on that. The rest of you, if it is Friday, February 23rd, 2023, you can reach out to me via the emails at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you want to hear tonight. Or call me up. Yeah, you can actually pick up the phone, get over every phobia you have about talking to some stranger on the phone. Call me up, 412-268-WRCT. That is 412-268-9728. And you can let me know what you want to hear. Hey, speaking of my encore shows, I'm just going to leave it at that because we weren't, and I need more things to talk about later in my show. So I want to talk more about my encore shows later in the program, but I want to get back to that whole alcohol holiday that I just celebrated last weekend in New Orleans. Oh, I didn't tell you that, did I? Yeah, I went to New Orleans. All right, that's a teaser. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about that, but before any of that happens, I got to play some new pornographers. Talking about my slow descent into alcoholism. That's what happens after a dry January. And then it switches back. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCG Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. from their wrong-headed album. That is Dash Rip Rock. Rip Rock. Can I say the name right? Dash Rip Rock with Awesome, because you know what? I'm awesome. Or not. Cy wanted to hear that because I slipped that last week when I was out of town. Where was I? I was in New Orleans. I was. I love that town. I do. I'm not leaving Pittsburgh for New Orleans yet because, A, I cannot afford housing down there. And, B, I can't stand the summers in New Orleans. So, but I was down in New Orleans last weekend, and that's why you might have heard an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio show recently. Some Dash Rip Rock for you. From New Orleans. Yeah, I didn't go better than Ezra. Sorry. I went Dash Rip Rock. Before that, Pittsburgh Zone Breakup Society with James. Oh, I'm sorry. From their James at 35 album with Favorite Shorts. We just lost the actor this past week who starred in James at 15, which inspired Ed Masley to name his debut album from the Breakup Society, James at 35. Also played the Len Price 3 in that set of music, with an ode to my granddad, Jim. Brand new music from Steve Stokel. Yeah, I don't know why. My words aren't all working. Steve Stokel, he's the frontman from the Sponge Tones, has a brand new solo album, his first solo album. Yeah, like in forever. New album's called The Power of And. And Christine is the track you heard. And then speaking of power pop, which I wasn't, but I was playing it. Debut album from the New Pornographers, Mass Romantic, gave us My Slow Descent into Alcoholism. It's one of those, like, they put that album out, and I don't feel they topped it. I don't. You can argue this with me, and I'll allow it. But I think that was, like, they pinnacled with that first album. Not that the other albums weren't great, but the bar was so high. Even if you came in below that bar, you still had a pretty good album. It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Let's give or take. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I got to remind you that most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. Because guess what? You can't teach your kid to ride a bike in 2 minutes, can you? Nope. How about dressing themselves? Nope. How about giving them good manners? Nope. But there is one important bit of parenting that you can do in just 2 minutes. Spend 2 minutes twice a day making sure your kid brushes their teeth. Because you know why? That's going to maybe help them save a lifetime of cavities in the future and tooth pain. Find out more at 2min2x.org. That's the number 2. M-I-N, the number 2X.org. This message is from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and, of course, your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program. Hey, don't forget, if this is an encore show, we're almost done. No, we have another hour if it's an encore show. If it's Friday, and especially if it's Friday, February 3rd, we've got, like, 16, 17 hours before they kick me off the air, or 2 or 3. I don't know. It's going to happen at some point. If you want to send me a request just to see if we can slide it into the program, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com, or call me. I've had both happen. I've had a phone call and an email request. Phone number, 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. Oh, you know what? And both of those people requesting songs are like, but you haven't played my song yet, Dodo Head. And it's true, I haven't, but I will. I will. One of them was a challenge. One was, I've never heard the song. I heard about it. Do you have it? Can you find it? Will you play it? So that logs in a different genre, spectrum, request column. And then the other one was like, can you play this song? And I'll play that one. You know, Dave Davies, Ray's brother, celebrating a birthday today. Let's play some Kinks for you. They hail from the Muswell area in London, in the UK. It's the Kinks. It's the Muswell Hillbillies here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Muswell Hill. Moose Rider, Motorcycle Hero. He's a-looking so cute. Sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Moose Rider, Motorcycle Hero. He's a-blazing away. Like the stars in the universe. Goose Rider, Motorcycle Hero. He's a-screaming the truth. America's killing its youth. He's screaming away. America's killing its youth. America's killing its youth. Goose Rider. Goose Rider.
I want to remind you, you are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. from their Terminal album. That is actually Jackson. Is it Jackson? Yeah, Jackson, Mississippi's own The Windbreakers from 1985 from their Terminal album. I said that earlier. Doing the television cover, the Tom Verlaine Pen to Glory. Wrapping up that set of music for you. Before that, I know you're like, the excitement just didn't end there. What was before that? How about some Luna? Luna from Penthouse. A request for 23 Minutes in Brussels. Now, the person giving the request said, hey, Tom Verlaine plays on that album. And I've owned this album. Let's see. When did it come out? A long time ago. Let's just say that. And I've owned it since it came out. And I didn't realize actually Tom Verlaine played on that. But he does play on the album. And I played 23 Minutes in Brussels, which is a song that was inspired by, if you do not know this, a set that the band Suicide did in Brussels where they literally played for 23 minutes and then they were done. So they played 23 minutes in Brussels. So I played some Suicide before that from their self-titled debut. I want to say 1977 is when that one came out. And I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that. Ghost Rider from Suicide. Eugenius. Title track from the Uma Llama album. What song? Well, it's Uma Llama. It's the title track. I don't know if you heard me say that. The title track from, it's Uma Llama. Eugene Kelly from the Vaseline's gave us Uma Llama. And then started the entire set with some Kinks. Went back to the Muswell Hillbillies album with the title track. Because Dave Davies celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Dave. Or I'm sorry, I should say it, I should enunciate it correctly. Apparently, Dave Davies, you know, Ray Davies, Dave Davies, we've talked about this for years. It sounds like Davis. I heard an interview with him, and I'm like, the interviewer is saying his name wrong, but someone's like, no, he pronounces it Dave Davis. Kind of like Maurice Gibb. Someone's, you know, it's an enunciation thing. Just because I want to Americanize everything. Yeah, I put an A in there. If I want to Americanize, there, I took out the A. That's what I can do. Oh, you know what? I was talking about shows. And I meant to mention this earlier. And I'll be honest, I haven't looked at the new schedule. There is a new schedule out, but hopefully at 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening, you can pull up a chair and enjoy breakfast for dinner because DJ Chris Wired will serve a feast. A brunch dinner feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies with jangle pop, power pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. It's called Breakfast for Dinner. It's right here on 88.3 FM each and every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I think if he were alive today... I'm talking about Norman Rockwell. I think it might be his birthday. It might be. I don't remember, but there's a reason I wanted to play a song with his name in it for my show. Went back to E's first debut album.
Hello, cruel world. So this is you. A broken heart, but with a view. I'm looking out to face another day. The angry mob, the happy mass, this birthday cake may be the last. I'm looking out to find another way. Norman Rockwell fell asleep. All my favorite things have changed. But what the hell, hello cruel. I heard an opera star who had no home under the stars. She sang and sang and sang the night away. And Mother Nature changed her name. She doesn't want to play the game. I don't believe she'll ever be the same. So big brother never came. Howdy doody gets the blame. But what the hell, hello cruel.
I never finished the book.
Said her father looked like Woodrow Wilson. She said her father looked like Woodrow Wilson, presiding from behind prescription and zest. She said her father looked like Woodrow Wilson. Thank you.
said her mother act like the first lady. She said her mother act like the first lady. She been having those problems lately. She said she's going to the clinic on.
I can't belong to any future. The past's a never-ending overture. Until it's only now. No matter how I put my foot down.
finches and sparrows build nests in my chimney. What remains of the small flightless birds that you fail to protect? But the yoke isn't easy, in fact it's a drag. As the blown to cornfields and mountains of rags, all over the suburbs, across the great lawns, and they crop dust and gardens all over this town. But nobody cares when it gets in their head. It gets in their lungs as it floats through the air. It gets in the food that they buy and prepare. But nobody cares when it gets in their choice of words. When you tell me that I'm too obvious, I just thought I was a kind of bird. I swear I just stood there and I said a word.
Andrew Bird wrapping up that set of music. That's some Andrew Bird with Sparrows. Not the bird, it's Sparrows. Where he actually, within the lyrics, just so you know this, the inspiration for me to play Andrew Bird outside of great artist, good song. In the lyrics, he talks about a spork. And the dude who invented the spork, and right now I can't think of his name, it'll come to me at some point. He patented the spork. Samuel W. Francis. There it is. He patented the spork on this day in 1874. So I'm like, I gotta play a spork song or two, right? Michael Penn before that from the MP4 album with a Foot Down. What else did I play? Oh, Vic Chestnut. How about some Vic Chestnut? From the Salesman and Bernadette album with Woodrow Wilson. Robin Hitchcock and the Venus 3 gave us New York Doll. I had to play that one. I had to play that one in celebration of the life of Arthur Kane, bass player for the New York Dolls. And which the song's about. He is the New York Doll. If you didn't listen to the lyrics, go back. Just rewind the show. I know you record it. I know you've hit play, record and pause, and you unpaused it for the show. So later on, you can rewind and listen to what I'm talking about. Oh, E. Mark Oliver Everett goes by E. He's in a band called Eels. From his A Man Called E album, I gave us and you. I gave all of us. Hello, Crew World. Because as I mentioned going into it, that Norman Rockwell, I think he was born on this day in 1894. I think that's the reason. I don't remember a lot of things. I do remember that we have a couple things. One, if you're listening to an encore show, it might be ending in under 30 minutes, just so you know. So brace yourself, prep yourself, be warned. If you're listening to my show and it's Friday, February 3rd, 2023, then we've still got like an hour and a half, 2 hours, three. We've got time. We're just going. We're making it happen. That's what happens. Also, speaking of those encore shows, I'm going to tell you, normally, now we're into, for this show, we are into the winter spring season of 2023. And I looked at the schedule, and normally the Monster had his encore show on Tuesday afternoons. That's not happening anymore. And it's a good thing because there's a new live show in that time slot. So you don't need to rehash old shows, which is the Monster show. We need to put some fresh original content in there. So I'm happy that's happening. And so the encore show just is going to be random. Just some other time, every once in a while, you might hear my voice and be like, oh, it's one of his encore shows. But it won't be Tuesday afternoon. For now. Don't know what that noise was. I know what this noise is, though. It's some big audio dynamite. If you've got a request, call me up, 412-268-WRCT.